shirt. I'm all tangled up. Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even expect that one. I just, like, opened my mouth and this crap came out. I'm like, Mary!
I am not to be blamed.
We're going to blame you for everything, whatever.
It's your fault that we're hungover today.
Yeah, probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Because I really haven't drank like that in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's been forever, especially since I went out and drank like right. that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I had like 3 martinis. I had 3 PBRs, I think.
Jesus Christ.
But I spaced it out. Like, I wasn't like, yeah.
I'm thinking if you get drunk once a quarter, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's healthy.
Definitely doing better than I used to be, where it was like every other night I'm going out and drinking like, you know, 6 gin and tonics and shit. And I'm just like, get up the next day and go to work. Okay.
Oh, those were the days. Yeah, I can't do that.
I don't know how you can drink gin, first of all.
Really?
Yeah, I hate that stuff.
I love it.
I used to like it, but I'm not a big fan either.
It took me a while
hence that big bottle of beef eater still hanging out in the house.
Well, next time I'm going to make martinis for myself when I come over. I'll bring the olives back and I'll make dirty martinis.
Mm.
Yeah. So I did acquire
taste for it. I don't like martinis with gin.
Oh, I love them.
I got to do me some vodka.
I thought you said martinis at the gym. I'm like,
I would go to the gym every day.
No shit. I would.
You guys.
I'd be on that treadmill.
You'd be sweating some toxins. I can't
yeah.
wait.
Yeah.
Give me some toxins to sweat out.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's like this thing's moving by itself. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So anyway. So this is Mouthy Broadcast. This is our miniskirt.
Yeah, hey, it's the Mouthy Broadcast miniskirt.
Hangover edition.
Yeah.
One of two.
One of two? What are you talking about? I thought it was every one of them.
Well, we're not. You're usually just drunk, not hungover.
And getting drunk again.
Yes.
Right.
Hair of the dog, bitches.
Yeah.
Cheers to Cheers. Hair of the dog.
Whoa, boy.
Look, I'm
glub, glub, glub.
I'm so out of it. I tried to drink my microphone just now. I was like, which hand do I drink?
Jesus Christ. The microphone's like, thank you.
Yeah, mine's just like, don't fart on me again.
Yes, then it goes, thank you.
I'll just spray it with some Lysol when I get home.
There you go. All will be better. So this edition of the mini skirt, we're just going to do another... bitches like stuff edition.
We're gonna like stuff.
Yeah, we're
like
gonna give
booze.
You our recommendations, our personal loves of the moment.
Well, I'll go first because I think you two are gonna talk for like forever about something that I don't even know anything about. But my recommendation is, well, first of all, let me say that I've been on the Reddit podcast subreddit thing. I can't even words right now. And I found this new podcast called The Dead Bedouins.
Hmm.
So I don't know if they listen or not, but, you know, shout out to DC peeps, whatever. But they just do this most ridiculous, it's really improv, it's real dark humor, it's very sick and twisted. They talk about, like, having anal sex with each other a lot. I don't think that they actually do it, which is... It's just hilarious. Like, I don't know. They just say whatever freaking comes to their mind. They all have, like, secret identities. Like, they have code names for themselves. Because I guess that they don't want to, like, they don't want to come back to their job and reflect poorly upon them. Which I think some of us can, you know, relate to.
We could probably learn from that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, we may be relaunching this with all of our code names at some point. But, yeah, so I found this podcast and I've been listening to it. And it's become one of the few that I actually listen to because I can tune out everything at work and just listen to this, them saying all these despicable things. I think that they're high most of the time. They will not confirm this. You know, I said something on Twitter once, like, you guys are all stoned, right? And he's like, I can neither confirm nor deny that. But they just kind of bounce back and forth and, you know, joke on each other and tell stories about, like, how, like, the recent one somebody was in Saudi Arabia and like they got propositioned by these guys. They're walking down the street and these guys come up and it's like, hey, you know, and then they start like rubbing their dicks right in front of them as they're driving by them down the street. And they ran like it was the, you know, they ran to the McDonald's like it was the American embassy. And I was just cracking up. I was like, oh, shit. He's like, give me a Big Mac and immunity. So, yeah, I've really been enjoying this podcast, and you all should check it out.
Okay, so you were going to put a link on the,
yes,
on the blog?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, and they're on That's Stitcher good. And all that good shit, too. Which reminds me, actually, while I was on this subreddit, somebody made a website called Podcast. I can't even talk. Podcastland.com. Mm-hmm. And basically what it is like a way for people to vote for their favorite indie podcasts. Hmm. And they choose like one, I can't remember if it's one per month or one per week or whatever, but they feature, you know, kind of an indie podcast. And so you can actually go on there and search for us and give us a little vote, and it resets once a month. Mm-hmm. So go, you know, whenever you can. I'll put a link up on the page or something so mm-hmm. that people can just click on it and,
yeah,
you know,
cool.
help to spread the word without even basically doing anything. Just right. click.
Yeah.
That like sounds good.
Up. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Support us without doing shit.
Yeah. Lazy. I mean, I
well,
can
Well, that's
kind
of what they're doing right now. Some of them are probably fast-forwarding. They're like, oh, yeah. I've had a couple of people who listened who actually admitted to that. They were like, you guys started talking about cooking or something. So we fast-forwarded through that. I was like,
yeah.
Well, we only talked about that for like a... They're like, no, it was longer.
Yeah.
Really? We did?
Yeah. And I didn't even remember what they were... I was right. like, we talked about cooking?
I'm like, really? We must have been drunk.
I don't remember that. I do remember a while back. This was like... probably almost a year ago at this point, like we talked about salad or something, and Daryl Taylor started giving the shit about it, and he's like, God, you bitches, men don't eat salad, we don't want to hear about salad. He just wants to hear about tossing salads.
Talk to your boyfriend about that.
Yeah,
suck it, Daryl.
Yeah.
Suck it. Now I just picture all those stock photos of, you know, women eating salad and laughing.
I'm so skinny and happy. Look at the tomato. A radish.
I'll shove that tomato in your cunt. Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I only have to run a mile now, not three.
So it's Dead Bedouins?
Yes. Yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, and I don't know the website. I'll put it up on the show notes because
yeah, that's just more search brain power. That shit. How do you spell Bedouin?
Yeah, how do you... Yeah.
B-E-D-O-U-I-N-S.
P-H.
I'm seriously hungover. This is sad.
These guys were... We were, you know, Jenny was like giving these guys props. We were like actually helping out another podcast. Never mind. Yeah, we're giving a shout out to another podcast and we can't even get their name right. We love you, man. Dead boy.
Dead guys. Deadguys.com.
Dead whatevers. We're here to help you.
Deadhookers.com.
Giving them the mouthy broadcast signal boost.
Deadhookers.com. Sadly, some of our viewers or listeners are... Oh, wait, someone's looking that up right now.
No, wait, is it whores? When they're dead, they're whores, not hookers anymore, right? Like, they transcend the word hookers when they're dead.
Really?
When you've killed them. I think that's what I learned on Archer, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because Archer would know.
Yes, he would.
All right, I can go with that since it was on Archer.
Yeah, I like that.
That gives it some authority.
Sterling's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's a sexy cartoon, too.
He is. I'd hit that cartoon.
Right. Yeah. And he looks nothing like the voice actor. The voice actor, what's his name? H. John Benjamin John H. I don't know. Fuck, whatever.
Deadhookers.com.
Deadhookers.com.
What was it? He used to be on that TV show as Coach McGurk in a little cartoon. It was called something movie.
Home Movies,
that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he was the son of Dr. Katz, on Dr. Katz Medicine Woman or whatever that shit was.
Dr. Katz Medicine Woman? That took me a minute.
Funny. Yeah, but if you look at the pictures of their faces, you can see, like, yeah, you're right. It's a much prettier version of him.
Yes.
It's a version. It's same thing with Aisha Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the mother, whatever the hell her name is, oh my God, looks just like her.
Yeah.
I mean, they just drew her as a cartoon. And,
yeah.
You know, I haven't watched that in like 2 years or something. I'm so behind on that show.
Archer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
are
it.
Too. I think we're only on like season two. We're just watching it on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can watch it on Netflix. It's coming back in January. So catch up, guys.
And every time that commercial airs where he's dreaming about the Top Gun montage with Danger Zone playing, we don't fast forward through that commercial because Steven just cracks up every single time.
And they have another one where he gets tased too.
Nice.
He's like, you're not gonna do that, are you? You're not gonna tase me, are you? The guy's like, tink, tink.
Ah, well, you just got another little bonus favorite thing there. Big ups to Archer.
So we'll be putting those videos on.
Oh yeah,
if we can find them,
check it out. Yeah,
that reminds
we'll
me.
Go on deadhookers.com and search for it.
Meant to make us take notes as we're doing the show so that we don't have to figure it all out later. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna
paper.
We're gonna put a link up to that.
Give me a paper.
You mean I have to get up?
Because then I can't use my thumbs for this. I know. It's like I'm holding a mic and
number one quote taken like out of context. I can't use my thumbs for this.
It's like that magician last night where he had like the mic image. Yeah. His cleaning.
Yeah. He did a magic trick. I know this listeners do not care about this. He did a trick where he had that hypnotizing spirally wheel thing,
mm-hmm.
and he had everybody stare at it, and I'm sitting here shaking my head going, oh, this is so stupid. But then he was like, you know, he had you do it for, I don't know, 15 seconds or something. And then he's like, now look at me. And I swear his face just contorted. It was really creepy.
Yeah.
There's one of those things that never work when I try to look at something. You know, I can't ever see the painting and that little pixeled.
It's a schooner.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I looking at?
Never saw the motherfucking schooner. But that actually
like,
worked.
You have to look past the painting. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah. It's like, fuck this.
And then I get a little small glimpse of it. And it's like, wasn't even worth it.
Right.
And sometimes once you've seen them, you can never not see them again.
Right. Yeah.
Every time you walk by it, you're like, oh, that's a stupid schooner.
And it's flipping you off.
Right. You're flipping it off.
You're flipping each other off. All right, I'm going to put my microphone down, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go get a pencil and
we can do
paper.
It later. We'll get it in the break with more drinks.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
You'd think that they would put a Thomas Kincaid behind one of those things, like a Kincaid painting. You know, you get through it, and there's the Kincaid, like Star Wars, coming through.
Yeah!
Like one of those things, you're like, yeah! Oh,
I love those things. Oh, my God.
I would put one of those sons of bitches on my wall. I would do it.
You saw those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I like the one with the Rancor in the background.
I know you'd put one of those on your wall.
So oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I totally would.
So,
as I point to the Star Wars painting that's already
one more thing to put on our list.
That's right.
What's your favorite TV show right now?
Oh, me? My thing, my shout out, my recommendation, my love.
Thing. Dead Hookers,
yes, is the current show that Ricky Gervais is doing called Derek.
Oh my gosh, you switched it up! Oh my God, I love. Did you watch the whole thing in one sitting?
I did.
Awesome.
I did.
You know what's really sad about this is you switched up your favorite thing in the last minute here.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did because you said you were going to say something else.
What
did
I say?
Share.
Oh, well, no, I was just agreeing with you.
Okay,
I was just agreeing with you about that. No, no.
It doesn't matter. I thought.
It's all good. We're hungover.
I'm happy. That's awesome.
Yeah. It is. It's totally something that I wouldn't normally be into if I just heard the premise of it. Because, you know, I'm a hateful bitch and I don't like
things that are...
You describe the premise, just in case?
Yes. Sorry, I had to burp. But since I love Ricky Gervais, I'm like, I'm going to watch it, because he could, you know, draw stick figures on a sidewalk, and I would watch it.
Right.
And appreciate it. So it's about this slightly mentally challenged guy. I don't know, he's autistic, maybe, whatever, it doesn't matter. And he works at a nursing home. And it's just a... Ew, it's so sweet!
It's so lovely.
It's just a really cute... I mean, it's kind of like the same mockumentary thing, like The Office is set up, you know, okay. I mean, they interview people and, you know, they just talk about how nice Derek is and he loves everybody, all the residents in the nursing home, and he's friends with Carl Pilkington. Mm-hmm. Carl Pilkington. Words. He plays like the handyman guy that works at the home, and then there's this disgusting friend of his that doesn't have a job. He just hangs out there all the time. Kev.
Ugh. Yeah, Kev. And you know what's funny about that character is, and what's funny about all the characters is you get like all this really, like they get vulgar every mm-hmm. now and then, or really disgusting. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you get back to the sweetness.
Yeah.
Like, Kev has one of these lines near the end that killed me. It was just like,
Coldplay is playing in the background. That's it for me. That is it for me. I mean, I remember when King Kong came out and the trailers and they used Fix You and I'm just mm-hmm. like bawling over a King Kong trailer. All it took. Fucking Coldplay.
So is this going to make me like feel feelings when I watch the show?
Yeah, you'll have some feels, but it'll be good
it'll
feels.
It'll get you right in the feels.
Great.
But I mean, it's only 7 episodes and it's like 23 minutes an episode. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I knocked that out in an afternoon. It was it was beautiful. And it's just, I mean, there's nothing dirty or negative about it. You know, it's like everybody's just humans. And
I wouldn't say that. I think our sense of humor. Well, all right. People listening to this will not be offended by the sense of humor. But if you were to say it's really sweet to like a little old lady down the street and she watched it, she'd be like, that show is disgusting.
Yeah, you're probably right. I guess in our world, in our cynical, jaded, it's
our world of dark humor.
Yeah, it's fairly sweet.
Okay, is this on Netflix? Is it Hulu? Okay,
it's Netflix.
It made me have a deeper respect for Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah,
I really did. Check it out.
Not just like he came up with this whole premise, mm-hmm. so the idea gives me a deeper respect, but also gives me a deeper respect for his acting skills as well.
Oh god! Anytime he cries, mm-hmm. he did. What was that movie? I think it was either Ghost Town or the one where he was The Invention of Lying. One of them, like his mother's dying or something in the scene, and he just busts out crying, and I was like, oh my god, you know, because he's just, you know, you don't ever see him do that, and he did it very, very convincingly. I was just like, oh my god.
So is it kind of like the Louis C.K. show where it's like, it'll be funny, and then they just like turn it on a dime, and all of a sudden it's totally serious, you know, because that's one of the things I loved about that show is like, you know, they set you up with something funny and then it'll be totally serious and you're just like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? Or vice versa.
Well, a little bit.
It won't come out of nowhere. They kind of glide into it and you can mm-hmm. see it coming.
Yeah.
So it yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, and as all of his series have done, it ends on just such a sweet, oh my god.
Spoilers.
Yeah, that was, I was waiting at the very end. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, right. On, right in the feels.
Right.
And that fucking Coldplay music just made it worse.
Goddamn.
The
Coldplay.
Soundtrack is really good because they actually, there's one like sort of, I know there's one sort of, I know.
Oh my God.
I'm right there
bitches.
With you. I'm right there with you. Feels.
Dead hookers.
All right, we need a moment to collect ourselves, but I'll talk about the soundtrack. There's
talk
like,
amongst yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. They use Radiohead like in a really cool montage. Then there's a couple of Coldplay songs, but yeah, beautiful, okay. Amazing.
Well, I will check it out if I feel
very good.
Kind of
kindness is magic. That's pretty much the tone
like
of it.
Being emo, I'll just check it out one day. Oh my god. This has just turned into such a girly show all of a sudden.
Oh my Jenny god. Gets so mad. She gets so mad when anybody's like expressing feels.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It totally does.
It reminds me of when I was a little kid.
I wasn't really crying, but my nose started to run and I couldn't. And it's like, well, so I did. So I know I got emotional.
Your eyes are a little.
Yeah, no, I know I got emotional because my nose wouldn't have run otherwise. There's no like, there's no reason.
Nope. The waterworks,
right?
They were starting.
I had to run. So,
but yeah. Kindness is magic.
The onions that I was cutting over there while you're talking.
Yeah. But yeah, no, seriously, it is.
Started raining in the living room. How did that happen? But yeah, it's good stuff. So yeah, it's on Netflix. I think the first season came out on DVD.
And what was it called again? Because I have a short attention span.
Derek.
Because it's that
just
complicated.
Good old Derek.
Yeah. One word. That's
yeah.
It's
Derek,
not,
Jenny.
It's not dead hookers. I can't remember it right now.
It's close. Derek. Dead hookers. Mm.
It starts with the first letter.
Derek Hookers.
Now she'll remember.
Yes.
Derek Hookers. The mnemonic device or whatever to remember something. Cool. So what have you got, Deb?
American Horror Story Coven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really liking that show. I'm in the first season, I didn't really watch and I didn't really catch in. In the second season, I kind of watched, and it was a little too gross for me.
Shit was gross.
Right. And it, yeah, there was some mutilation in that was just like, ooh, yeah. And you know what? This one isn't any better in some ways, but it is. It's weirdly not as gross, although it is gross. And it's really interesting, and it's really fun to watch all these powerful women. And, so you have Angela Bassett in there and Jessica Lange, and they're like at odds. And you have like this, Jessica Lange is the supreme, and she's aging, basically dying. And so that means that the next supreme is going to come in, which of course she's going to fight tooth and nail to not let that happen.
Yeah, and she's fighting it tooth and nail.
Right. And it's so sad. I don't know. It's just like, it's sad watching her because she's like been this beautiful woman her whole life, and that's all she ever had was her beauty. Mm-hmm. And now her beauty has faded. She can't, like, you know, and she's crying all the time.
Yeah,
like, that's
she
the
really
only
is.
Thing that makes her cry is the fact that she's ugly now. You know, and she's not ugly. She's just old. You know, she's.
Well, we're not going to start crying on this show again, are we?
No.
Okay.
No, good. I don't feel sorry for her at all. It's just kind of like, come on. You saw it coming when you're like 35, right? You know, you saw the first line right about then. Nobody else could see it, but I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's horrible. She's powerful and horrible. And yeah.
Who do you think is worse? Her or Kathy Bates' character?
Kathy Bates' character was worse when she was alive during her time.
Yeah.
Now that she's been...
She seems to be a little...
Yeah, I don't want to give that away, but now that she's here, it's something different. There seems to be like, this woman's changing, maybe?
Yeah.
We'll see. It's kind of interesting. But right now, one of the things that really ticks me off is Zoe, the character Zoe, which is Emma Roberts, which is Julia Roberts' niece.
Wait, no. She plays...
I
the movie star.
Oh, that's Madison? I thought it was Zoe. Okay, never mind. All right, I didn't really like Madison either.
Yeah.
But at least she was interesting. And what I hate about Zoe is she's like this super good girl. Like, too good. Good intention, like all my good intentions, I'm going to do something, and she's going to convince you that these good intentions are really good and nothing's going to... I'm doing the right thing. It's like, no, you're not. You're not doing the right thing.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're not doing the right thing. Don't do... Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
You did it.
I hate you.
See, I might not be able to watch this now because I hate watching a show where you're just... Well, it's different when it's just one person versus, like, everybody in the show is just continuously doing dumb shit. And you're like, why? What is going... You know, I can't even watch this show. Like, have you ever watched that Under the Dome?
Yeah, I couldn't handle that after like four episodes.
Yeah, because everybody's just doing this dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I never read the book or anything, but I just got tired of it.
It made the book look like crap. The book's actually really good.
I would like to read the book just to see how it improved. I never finished the first season because it was just...
Yeah.
I lost interest in it completely. It was like... And it pissed me off because it was only supposed to be like a mini series. It was supposed to be 1 year.
Oh, yeah. And then they said, you know what? Let's extend it for another year. And I'm like, no, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it when they do that either. I don't like it when TV shows are like, we're only going to do 5 seasons. Okay, we're going to do 2 more seasons. I'm like, you know, I understand the fans are right here. But part of the reason they're right mm-hmm. here in this last season is because they know it's going to end.
Yeah.
Right.
That's and why so the story there. Is just going to suffer and get even stupider right. than it right. already was.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about the Under the Dome. It's like, they, if they extended it for another year, either they had like the most horrible miniseries ending ever, or they're just going to drag it on for like forever. And it just, what's even the point, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand how they're going to extend it if they ended it the way.
I have no idea, because apparently they changed it from the books like so much at some point.
And oh,
like
they were doing it just from the first few episodes that I saw.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's the same issue. In this situation, it's just this one character.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's a setup mostly, like but at the same time, it's like it's overdone. Like it's not. It's maybe the act the way she. It's maybe the actress, but I think it's also the material. They're overdoing her, but she's young, so you're supposed to believe. That's supposed to make it believable because she's young. She's like,
yeah, young people do
intention.
Dumb shit,
right?
Naive,
right? Right. And
but if you have those good intentions, then it's somehow going to be okay, or
right.
it's going to resolve itself.
That's okay. I'm going to take you home. I'm like, no, don't
no,
do it.
Oh, yeah, you bad dumbass.
Idea. Bad. But then again, it's American Horror Story. What do you think? Anything's going to be good?
Did you just turn into a sheep?
Right. Exactly.
Good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dead sheep hookers.
Sheep
so
hookers.
I got up to, I think I got up to episode 4, and they're up to 6. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have 2 of them recording the next 2.
Nice.
Or the one that's already out is recording right after the one that comes out. So I'll be watching on Friday after everybody's already watched it. So I won't be looking at Twitter.
Yeah. No spoilers, please.
Right. So, yeah, it's really interesting. It's
fun.
A lot of fun. And it's really fun seeing, like, an ensemble of women.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even say really good versus bad characters, but the two teams of characters that are against each other. It's a whole set of women.
Mm-hmm. And they are badass women.
Right. They are. They are powerful, and they will kill your ass.
See, I'm in this weird place where I want a new show to watch, but I really don't have any time for it. And I don't know what to do, because I would like to check this show out. I want to watch Hannibal. Like, I keep hearing really, really good things about Hannibal.
I can't wait for that shit to come back. Oh,
yeah, so I need to catch up before the next season, because I really want to watch it. But
you will not be disappointed, I guarantee.
I don't know.
Even more fucked up than both seasons of American Horror Story combined, the first two.
Oh, yeah.
Hannibal is I can't believe that's on. Anyway, we've had that conversation. But.
I know. And I. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth. I would say, yeah. If you had to pick between Derek and American Horror Story and it was based on time, I would say go with Derek.
Yeah, just because that's quick. I mean,
right.
That's like just an afternoon.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. And then you'll feel caught up on something. You can cross it off your list. New show.
And you'll want to hug someone.
Right.
Emotions.
She made a bitch face.
She'll hug us.
I'm not fucking. I know. She won't even come near us.
Actually, by the time this show comes out, it'll probably be afterwards, but all of the weekend that I have to spend watching TV, it's going to be spent watching Doctor Who and being,
that's
like...
That's right. That's coming up.
Absorbed in Doctor Who.
Or because
it will have passed.
Yeah. Yeah. So that...
Because we're in the future.
I think it's this show actually might be late because I'm going to the theater showing
yes.
of the Doctor Who thing where it's in 3D and all that shit.
I was going to, but I don't think I'm going to now.
I'm going. I'm going to the Regal and...
Cool.
I was going to get tickets to the AMC because that's my favorite theater and it's sold out.
Oh. Well, go to the ghetto theater with me, man.
I might do that.
You know what? I was wondering if it was cheaper there.
It is. It's always like $2 cheaper at the ghetto theater.
Okay.
For the special showing, too? That's what I was wondering.
We usually go see the Star Trek showings there, and it's, I want to say it's like $12 at AMC, but it's $10 at Cinemark.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean,
ghetto theater, FTW.
Everybody's always like, oh, I got to wear my bulletproof vest to go to that theater. And I'm like, whatever. I don't know.
It's not
my favorite mall, but still.
Yeah, right. It's not that bad.
I mean, I might be a little bit jaded because, I mean, I'm not like trying to say like, oh, I grew up in the streets and all this shit. But like the theater that I went to when I was a teenager and we used to hang out at all the time, people would get shot there like regularly, like once a week. And I'm like, whatever. Dude, there's fucking gangs. There was a police station in the mall. That's how bad it was there.
Nice.
And I'm like, and you think this is bad? I don't.
Yeah, are you scared?
No.
Bring it on, bitches.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I understand. I can understand why some people are afraid of it, but at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Just
it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be any gang fights at the Doctor Who showing.
Right.
Unless it's like nines versus tens. Yeah, exactly.
Right? It'd be Smith versus Tennants.
It'd be like fez hats versus bow ties and
3D glasses.
Yeah.
Fuck you, he's cuter. No, he's cuter. Cuter.
He has more depth.
He's got a weird shaped head.
He's
sorry,
got a bow tie.
What the fuck's with that chin? Oh my god.
It took me a little while to warm up to Matt Smith.
Yeah, me too.
It didn't take me any time at all, honestly. And I really didn't want to like him because I saw the promo pictures come out and he looked kind of emo and... What are you looking at? You're pointing at things. Right. You fucking cunt. Yeah, so I didn't want to like him, but I did.
I think you were just cutting him off because you didn't like what she had to say.
Yeah, pretty much. You got me.
Mm-hmm. I'll get you back. I'll get you back, bitch.
I know you will. You're just mad because we were crying and emotional.
We actually have feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
I am robot.
We're not a robot bitch like you.
Fuck you with my robot fist. That's not exactly what I meant to say, but...
Hey, you're going to fist us?
Right. Yes.
Hey, wow. Coming Mary up next still got on Mouthy Broadcast.
Fisting socks on, too.
That's right, I do.
Wow. Wait, foot fisting? I don't...
What?
What do you call it when you fuck somebody with a foot?
A fetish?
A really weird...
foot fetish.
Yeah.
You're
a real...
That's a little scary.
Excuse me.
That was scary.
Anyway. Thanks for changing the subject.
So in conclusion.
Hey, if you can cry, I can talk about foot fetishes. God damn it. Dead hookers.
That's right. That's your right.
That's fucking dead hookers' feet.
Okay, so. Our three things that we love currently. Jenny, what was yours again?
Dead hookers. Dead hookers and dead Bedouins.
All right.
Dead hooker Bedouins.
Get a little bonus.
Boners.
Hooker action there. So we have the podcast, Dead Bedouins. We will provide you with links, or if you're too lazy to look on our website, fuck you, and just Google search Dead Bedouins. But if you are too lazy to look on our website, why would you go on Google and look up Dead Bedouins? I mean... What the hell?
They might be, like, looking up deadhookers.com and accidentally type in dead Bedouins. It happens all the time.
True. Very true. Or if you're wearing Google glasses, you can say, you can blink three times for dead hookers and twice for dead Bedouins. Anyway, so we have the Dead Bedouins podcast. We have the television show Derek. It's on Netflix. Look that shit up. And then we also have the current season of American Horror Story. American Horror Story, Coven, currently on FX. I believe Wednesday nights at 10? Something like that?
I'm not sure. I DVR it. So yeah. Yeah.
Jinx!
It's on whenever.
Yeah.
It's whenever I fucking feel like it.
Right. I watched like 4 episodes on Sunday. Last Sunday. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So DVR that and then you can watch it in the comfort of your home whenever you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. So that's it. So yeah, that's our episode.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter. We're Mouthy Broadcast. Go like us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're Mouthy Broadcast. Go on iTunes.
Rate and review, bitches.
Yes. Give us 5 stars. We appreciate that sort of thing.
And if you don't, we'll read it online.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll read it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll read it either way, barely.
Yeah. And check out our sponsors.
Jewelsbymouse.com.
Yeah. Check it out. Holiday season is coming up.
Sponsor.
And, you know, if you want awesome homemade crafted jewelry made with love.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Good shit.
You know what surprises me more than we have listeners?
We have a sponsor.
We have sponsors.
It's good stuff.
I think
we're too legit to quit.
Us.
We are too legit to quit, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
We're done.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. See you next Tuesday.
Hey.
There you go. I hear it now.